Oh my gosh, it's so good to see you again. Oh, I've missed you. I've missed hanging out with you. We used to have so much fun together. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
No, I've been good. You know, I was just finishing up with college and all that stuff and working on, I don't know, art now. Whatever, but what about you? What about you? What was her name? Oh. I'm sorry. Gosh, no, I didn't see that. I didn't notice. I'm sorry. That sucks. That fucking sucks. Yeah, I mean, yeah, like, relationships are hard. They're tricky. Yeah. Well, besides that, is everything going okay? Yeah. Well, have you been dating other people? No? Why not? You know, you gotta like put yourself out there and get back into the game. You know, like, I don't know, life's not gonna just happen to you. Yeah. I know, it's hard, it's hard. Well, have you at least, you know, like, tried to maybe sleep with other people? Sometimes that can help get over a breakup. Yeah. Yeah, no, I know. She was really, really hot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, of course I can say that. I'm fucking bi. I know. She was really, really, really hot. Yeah. Yeah, you fucked up letting her get away, you know? Ugh. So now she's with someone else. Okay. She left you for someone else. Yeah. She left you for someone else because you want to help me with that? No, really, there has to be a reason. There has to be some reason. You can tell me, come on. We used to tell each other stuff like this all the time. Really, you're not gonna tell me. How long have we been friends? Yeah, no, I know we haven't been friends recently, but come on, you know? You can tell me. Come on, what's going on? Don't look down. Don't look away. Come on, look at me. Look at me in the fucking eyes like a man and tell me why she left you.
What?
No, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. But are you joking right now? She left you because you wouldn't let her get fucked in front of you. That was the only reason. It sounds like you weren't satisfying her in the first place. No, I'm sorry. I'm really not trying to be a dick. I just... Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. So, like... What does this guy look like, though? Because, I mean, obviously you're a cute guy. Oh. Well, do you have any pictures of him? Like, do they post any pictures on social media together? Show me! I want to see. I need to put a face to the name, to the story, and whatever. Okay. Oh, fuck. No, it's nothing. No, I just, like, he's really different than you. don't know, he's like older and, you know, like his beard and his glasses, and I don't know. I can see why she likes him, okay? And I'm sorry that she left you for him. When, no, I'm not thinking about that. Why would I think about that? No, I'm not. No. The first thing that I think of when I look at a picture of two people is not the kind of sex they have. No, that did not cross my mind immediately. Why? Do you like always think about it? Oh, you do. You are always thinking about the way that he fucks her. Well, if you want. No. No, that's dumb. That's dumb. Anyway, it's really great to see you. What do you want to do? No, I'm not changing the subject. I'm just like, I'm changing the subject. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm sure they have great sex. I'm sure it's fantastic. I'm sure, yes. Did you guys have nice sex? No. Well, how long did you last with her? That's like nothing. How long were you guys together? Like 3 or 4 years? And you still were only able to last that long every time? Yeah, no, I know she's really hot. I know. We've already established this. But really? Like, it's kind of no wonder that. Hey, don't hit me. I'm just like. Yeah, no, I kind of understand where she's coming from now. Yeah. No, I mean, earlier I was just kind of thinking, like, no, I mean, it is dumb. It's dumb. It's really dumb, and it's like really uncomfortable, and I don't even know why I brought it up. No, I was just thinking that, like, it just seemed like when we were looking at the, you know, all the pictures of him and her together, like, it seemed like you were kind of enjoying it a little bit. And it seemed like maybe you wanted to think about how they would fuck each other. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I know this might be uncomfortable, but I thought I would offer to maybe like talk to you. Because if we're being honest, right now, I can tell that you're really worked up. Yeah, no, I. Your jeans aren't hiding that much, my guy. Yeah. So, if you want, I could maybe talk to you while you, maybe take care of that. Mean, what else are friends for? I don't know. Plus, I always thought you were cute in a kind of, you know, like, lost puppy kind of way. Little vulnerable, pathetic thing. No. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. You like it? Really? I'm okay. Okay, here. I'll move over. And you just come sit next to me. And just lean back against the seat. No, I don't know. I've never done this before either, okay? I don't know what I'm doing. You just tell me if you want me to stop, okay? Okay. I want you to think about how he takes her out. It's a Friday night. They've both finished work for the week. Gonna take her to a nice restaurant, and she's gonna get off work. She's gonna go home. She's going to change, and she's gonna put on the cutest little outfit you've ever seen. And you know exactly which outfit that is, don't you? You were with her a very long time, and you know exactly what she wears when she wants to be fucked. She knows how to get exactly what she wants. She can wrap any man right around her little finger. And you know every single blouse she wears, cut low, her breasts pushed up, her cleavage spilling over her neckline. And the way that those tops hug her side, you can see the curve of her waist. A waist that you used to wrap your arm around. You used to squeeze that waist with your hand. But now it's his. And he's holding her hips. But you never took her to restaurants that nice, did you? No. You couldn't afford them. And she was always perfectly content to just be with you, whatever pathetic little place you could come up with to take her. She would smile and she would laugh and she would be absolutely lovely. So lovely. She never did anything wrong, did she? No. She was kind and she was fun and she was sparkling and brilliant and sexy. And you lost all of that to him. Because he has a bigger cock, maybe. Because he can last longer, maybe. Because he's funnier and smarter and makes more money and cares more, maybe. You'll never know, will you? And so they sit down at the restaurant. Her eyes are gleaming and sparkling, and she's excited and giddy and living every second of her beautiful life, a life you once shared with her. Is this okay? Are you doing okay? All right, I just want to check because I don't want to be too mean. Okay. Okay, where was I? Oh, okay. She giggles, her chest rising and falling with every breath, her breasts heaving up and down, gently but noticeably. And he notices. You know he notices because you always noticed. He knows what a wonderful, wonderful prize he has. He knows what he's stolen from you. They eat. She has a cocktail. She's giggling. Her arm is on his arm. He's laughing wholeheartedly. His eyes are crinkling in the corners. He is so enamored with her. And she is so enamored with him. Okay. What I want you to do now, I want you to take out your phone again. I want you to look at that picture of her with him. Could be any picture. I know she has a lot. Because she is so much more into him than she ever was into you. And maybe it's the sex. Maybe it's the chemistry. Maybe it's the romance. Maybe she's in love with him. I want you to look at those pictures. I want you to look at their smiles. I want you to notice how he holds her. How he has his arm around her. How he kisses her. How he looks at her with such adoration and love in his eyes and lust. Can you tell? You see that chemistry between them? Maybe that picture was taken right before they fucked, or right after they fucked. I hope you're stroking now. I can tell you really needed to. As you stroke, I know what you're imagining is her. I know. She's the best you ever fucking had, and she is the best you are ever, ever, ever going to get. You know that, don't you? Say you know that. Tell me. Good boy. As you stroke and you look at her and you look at him, you can tell it's not going to be hard to make this happen. You're gonna come viciously. You're gonna come so animalistically. I want you to think about how she sounded when you were kissing. Just kissing. And kiss her lips, her cheeks. You might kiss her jawline, her neck, sucking on it. Going back up to kiss her ear. Feeling her shiver underneath you as you breathed into her ear. When's the last time you got to do that? Are you thinking about it? You will never, ever get to do that again. No. He's the only one who gets to do that from now on. And if you're thinking, oh, well, maybe she will get back with me. Or maybe we'll go out sometime and we'll get to reminiscing and we'll get to talking about everything. And we'll just get so emotional and pent up and we'll just need to have each other just one more time. No. Why would she ever want to do that? You see what she has now. She would never go back to you. Not even for a pathetic, oh, sympathetic fuck. I can hear you whimpering now. I know. Getting a little bit intense here. Maybe it'll help if you know that you'll never fuck her cunt ever again. You'll never get to hear her sigh and gently moan the moment that your shaft pushes all the way into her. You'll never taste her ever again. Not like you ever made her come that way. You'll never feel your fingers filling her up, trying to hit her G-spot but failing miserably like so many boys do. He hits her G-spot every fucking time, and she squirts for him, and she and she screams for him when she comes. He makes her come so many times before he even thinks about coming. And whenever he does, do you know where he comes? Where do you think it is? Mm-hmm. He comes in her tight, wet little pussy every single fucking time. And she wants him to. She begs him to come inside her. She begs him to fuck her deep and hard until he can't take it anymore and finally fucking fills her with cum and keeps fucking her and doesn't immediately go soft just like he would. He keeps fucking her and fucking her, and each time his cock thrusts deeper inside her pussy, more of his cum spills out and it overflows and it mixes with hers, and she's moaning and she's saying, please, 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 harder, please, more, please, harder. And you know what? He does it. Because he's not a little pathetic bitch. What would you give to have her one more time? Hmm? How many orgasms would you give just to fuck her once? I bet it's a lot. Not even to fuck her once, just to go out with her one more time. To get coffee with her. To walk on the same side of the sidewalk. To pass her on the freeway. You would just crawl across gravel. I know. You're so fucking desperate and needy. And she is the best you will ever have, and both of us know it. And she knows it, and he knows it. And when they fuck, she tells him that she is so glad it's not you. And when he fucks her, he growls in her ear, and she tells him, oh my God, he never sounded like this. He never sounded this manly. He never sounded this in control. And he pins her arms over her head, and he fucks her deeper and harder. He bites her neck so hard he almost draws blood, and she just moans because she loves it. I bet you didn't know that, did you? Mm-mm. You didn't know how much she loves a little bit of pain because you never fucking tried. Oh, she mentioned it to you once, but you didn't want to hurt her. Hmm. It sounds like you couldn't fucking give her what she needed. She craved and what she wanted, so I don't know why you're so in the dark about why she left you. It makes perfect sense to me. Well, let's think about them fucking again, shall we? How do you think they fuck? Yeah, I know. They probably fuck every single way. He fucks her mouth. He fucks her tits. She strokes him with her feet. He fucks her ass. And of course, he fucks that little cunt. But how do you think they fuck? Do you think he flips her over on her stomach, pulls her hips up to meet his, and plunges deep inside of her? Do you think he lays on his back, pulls her on top of him, and sets her down on his thick, throbbing cock? Do you think they lay on their sides, spooning the way that you used to spoon her, with such love in your heart? But now they spoon. And you know what? While they spoon, of course, he makes love to her, and she loves it so fucking much. They fuck, and they fuck, and they fuck all weekend for a full 48 hours. They order Chinese food in. They do not leave the bedroom. they fuck and they fuck until there is nothing left, until they can't possibly fuck anymore. And even then, you know what? They just keep on fucking each other mad because they're both fucking hot. They need it and they're desperate, and their groans can be heard all through their apartment building. And you know, it is their apartment. They live together. They're in love. And you're never gonna fuck her ever again.